Praise the Lord. Here it is, Resurrection Day. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. And here's what we got. And what a joy it is to us this morning knowing, praise the Lord, what speaks to us in this scripture this morning. Chapter 20, reading from John, and we'll start in verse 1. The first day of the week cometh. Mary Magdalene, early when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone was taken away from the sepulchre. Then she ran and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and that's John. And saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre, and he stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and he went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first into the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. We'll stop there for a moment. The very first event recorded on resurrection morning. Mary first at the tomb. Mary first at the tomb. This precious woman, a woman of complete mercy. This was a woman that the Word of God tells us that had 7 demons cast out of her. 7. Now there were other women that had, and other ones that had demons cast out of them, but this one had 7. So we're talking about maybe the worst, but here we go, she's first. And I'll tell you what, that speaks to me and it better speak to you. Because I understand the word of God and it says the last shall be first, praise the Lord. But this vessel of complete mercy, is not complacent. She is up early. She's up at about, they think it's 3 or 4 in the morning. That means it's still dark, just like the scripture says. Everybody was still asleep, but not Mary. Mary was not asleep. She was there to see. She was there to inquire. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the Word of God tells us the church today, and I'm talking about those that are saved, Christians today, they're asleep. They are asleep. They're not looking for the Lord. They're not coming forth to looking for His appearing. The bride, though, she's like Mary. She is awake. She is awake on Resurrection Day. She's ready to see Jesus. She's looking for that appointment. There was an appointment for her. And you can say that, well, she was going out there, she didn't really know. Let me tell you something, that's the mercy of the Lord. If you think that you're just intent on you going because you know and you have all of this desire and everything, you better check that. You better understand it's the Lord that draws you. It's His mercy, praise God, that pours out to you that's brought you even here today. And I thank God we look at this and we rejoice and we say, oh my goodness, Lord, this is what you're doing to my heart. This is why you've given me this message. This is why, praise the Lord, turn on over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. See, we're looking for our resurrection day. Yes, we are. And most Christians, they don't know the Word of God. They don't know their birthright. You don't know your calling. Do you know your calling? Do you really understand what God has for you? He doesn't want you to miss this. He doesn't want anybody to miss this. He told them, I'm going to rise again. He wanted everybody to be there. But he knew there was only going to be one there. It's just like this precious message, brothers and sisters. We go out and we want people to understand the bridal message, this message of this resurrection that really can be yours. And Paul speaks of it. It's known as the out resurrection. It's a resurrection out from the resurrection. Let me tell you something. God's precious people are all going to be in a resurrection. They're going to be resurrected. But everybody's going to be in its own order, in its own time. And I thank the Lord, we can be there first. We can be there first. And it's not just to be first because I want to be first. No, it's to be first to have the best part with Him. And you understand that Mary was drawn here. It wasn't because I want to be first. It was because of love. She was brokenhearted. She wanted to be where He was. Her heart was with Him. It wasn't somewhere else. I want to be with Him. Let me tell you something. Going to that tomb at night and all of that, that was a dangerous thing. She could have been killed going out there. This was something that was done. It was a hideous act, even naturally speaking. This was an innocent man. An innocent man. And they lied about him. And they brutally, savagely put him on a cross and crucified him. Now we haven't even stepped into this is the very Lamb of God, I am that I am, that came to die for you and your sin. Oh, hallelujah. Him that knew no sin, He came to die for you. And here's this woman. It doesn't matter. I don't care if they kill me. I don't care who sees me out here. I got to go see Him. I want Him. I want His body. I crave my Lord. I need to see Him. Those are the ones that are going to see Him. Those are the ones that are going to see His appearing. Those are the ones that are going to be here first. This is a woman. This is a woman that wasn't asleep in the night. This was the woman that was drawn. I must see Him. Now let's read verse 2 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. And here's it speaking right to us. You know. This isn't something you don't know. It was just like they knew that He was going to rise again. They knew it. They just did not want to believe it. They were doubting. They weren't on fire to see Him. But it says here, this is about our resurrection. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. See, at nighttime. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren, ye are not in darkness. We're not in that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of that darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. See, there's the calling out to us. We need to be up. We need to be alive. We need to be about this gospel. We need to be about, again, the much the more that we're receiving at this time. Lord, let my heart pant after You. I need You to do this. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, we're of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. And that's what's going on today. Praise God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what else? Love. Love. This isn't out of duty. We love Him. I want to be with Jesus because I love Him. It's not about getting out of this world. That's a benefit. The purpose is to be with Him. Him. So that day, this is what he says here. He says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Are you hoping that it's today? See, I'm not hoping to be saved. That's not what this is talking about. This is the hope of salvation. He's coming today. I'm listening for that trumpet blast today. The voice of the archangel, the trump of God. When he says, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Bible says this. Just like the Bible said the babe Christ would be born. And he was born in a manger. Just like he said, I'm going to be crucified. They didn't even believe he was going to be crucified. Oh, quit saying that, Jesus. Quit saying that. The disciples didn't even want him to say that. And he's just sitting there saying, you guys don't get this. This is the word of God. It's coming forth. I'm going to that cross joyfully, willingly for you. If I don't go to die, there's no hope. If I don't rise again, praise God, it's over. But that's not even a chance. I'm going to rise on the third day. The Father's going to raise me up. The power of his might's going to do it. The same power of the resurrection that we know and we have. The same power, praise the Lord, that I'm praying, Lord, every day for my life. And I pray today for yours as well too. Lord, wake me up. Let that love, and it's got to be love that does it. Because you'll just grow cold. You will. This will grow something, well, I know, and I don't need to come, and I don't need to hear it. Finding things. See, the enemy will be right there to give you a whole slew of reasons why not to go on with God. Why not to go and gather with people truly that love this gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, there is an out resurrection because the Bible tells you so. Amen. Amen. Be one of those few. Be one of those that are bold in the grace of God and bold in faith and said, you know what? That Bible's real. That Bible's alive. That is the word of God. It's no joke. We can't just let this thing pass us by. This is the greatest thing for all time. And it's ours. This is ours. You're born of God. This is your birthright. You're born of God. This is your inheritance. And you, praise God, have it all. Amen. The word of God tells you, you got it all. He's not a respecter of person. This world is a total respecter of person. You try to find your purpose in this world, you're going to get disrespected. God will never disrespect you. God loves you. He gave you his son. I mean, he gave us his son. And he gave him to us freely. And he gave us to him, praise God, not to just be with him, but to rule with him and to reign with him. He gave us to grow up fully, praise God, and to come to be a wife of the Lamb of God. In a oneness, praise the Lord, that'll be so glorious. And he's doing it right now. And he's doing it in a dark time, and it's at night. And the people of God are slumbering. They're caught up in different things. And they've heard this and they're getting complacent. God, help us. Don't let that be us. Don't let it be us. I couldn't give you some syrupy thing. My goodness. He loves you too much. This is chastening all the way till we get there. Hallelujah. We got to speed it up. I know me. In a moment, I'm somewhere else. I need that stirring. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And I know he gave us for one another. And he did. But I do. I thank God for you. You don't know what Christ in you does for me. Now listen to this. It says, let us who are of the day be sober. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Jesus, you're coming today. And what does it say here? I'm just going to tell you. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. See, what that's saying there, God has not appointed you to the tribulation. The tribulation's coming. Oh yeah, I'm so thankful. I believe finally the people of God now. That used to always talk about the great revival, I'm hearing them finally start to speak the truth. It's not getting better. No, it's not. And there's going to be more of a falling away because the word of God says that. And he's always said that. The revival will come, praise the Lord, after the tribulation. Oh, praise the Lord, that's for Israel. They're going to be the greatest witnesses of Jesus there's ever been. And I'm going to be thankful for all my Jewish brethren. They're going to be witnessing about Jesus. Oh, yes, they will. They'll convert the nations, but that's not for today. That's not. There's a tribulation coming. But we're not even appointed for that. We're to be in that resurrection. We're to be in that resurrection, just like Mary was going there first. We're to be out of here. Out of here. I don't want to be resurrected in the tribulation. I want to be resurrected before the tribulation. And that's known as the out resurrection. Go read Philippians chapter 3 and you'll just dance in delight before God. Because he wants you to know that. God help you to have an inquiring heart. Lord, let me want to know that. You can open up the word of God. Give it a half hour. It might take your whole life. Praise the Lord. That's how the Lord does it. He'll get you in there and, man, I just don't want to leave. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, Mary was first to meet him. Amen. She was first. And we have that opportunity to be there first. Right when heaven opens. See, the word of God says he's going to open up heaven. And right there at that trump of God, that first blast of that trumpet, there's going to be a company that will appear with him in glory. And they're going to appear in a specific place right in the midst of the throne with him. I mean, they're singing, "We shall behold him." I want to be that wife of the Lamb. I'm going to be holding him. And I'm not joking. But that happens right now, that we would apprehend that which has apprehended us. Are you apprehending Jesus, your bridegroom? Oh, I pray you are. I mean, I pray you are. Yeah, I'm a man. You might be young. You might not say, you got to get over. You're thinking in this reality, you got to think with the spiritual mind. He gives us these types, examples, because we know, naturally speaking, the height of love is between a man and a woman. We're talking wedding. We're talking marriage. We're talking that you would leave. You'd give up everything. I want to be with her. I want to be with him. That's my first love. That's my love. Praise the Lord. The one I want to share everything with. The one that is my glory, that goes before me. The one I prefer above myself. That's what the Lord wants you to share with you. Now, we've got a meeting in the air. Oh, yeah, we do. But see, others, they're going to arrive later. See, it was just like right in this story, going back there. John 1, we saw others arrive there later. Peter and John, amen? They didn't get there first. And those were the disciples. She had to go back over there. Come on, guys! What? He's not there. He's risen. I can see those two looking at each other. What do you think, Peter? I don't know, John. Mary, are you okay? We've all been there. Now wake up. Run. 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 Get there. Now, other companies are going to arrive in heaven at different times. Yeah, different times. You read Revelation. Not everybody's going to get there at the same time. You can have hope, Cheerios, and whatever you want. That ain't going to get it. It's the word of God. And companies get there at different times. I want to be first because I love him. The bride, you'll see, arrives in chapter 4 of Revelation. You go probably almost a couple years, and then here comes the innumerable multitude. And you'll find that they have different places too. Different responses and things of that nature. You'll find that that bride is right there in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with the Lord. And then the innumerable multitude, the ones that were sleeping in the night, the ones that had to be nestled and say, hey, look, he's risen. There's going to be a company of people that they're going to have to be, you know, shaken a little bit. He came. He came. But you can still see him. But he came. That company is the innumerable. It's the mass majority of Christians that are sleeping. And when they appear in heaven, they're not in the midst of the throne. They're standing before the throne. They're beholding him. That's why most songs that you'll hear will, we shall behold him. We shall behold. Yeah, well, I'll behold him after I'm holding him. Then I ain't going to ever stop holding him. Know your word. Know your word. And all they can sing is salvation. But it says one real specific thing about that too. It said that before anything had to happen, a tear had to be wiped from the innumerable multitude's eye. Because I'm sure just like John and Peter, there had to be a real gut wrencher. I didn't believe him. We don't have to miss it. Oh, no, we don't. We can be like Mary. We can be like this precious sister. But see, there's a stark difference to these. See, the ones who show up later and the ones who show up first, there's a difference. The later ones, they saw. John and Peter, they saw. And look what happened to them. They were satisfied to have the knowledge of it. Yeah, he rose. I know the story. But then they went back home. Did you read that in there with me? They went back home. And really, I heard a brother say, well, it was kind of like business as usual. I got the story. I've seen enough. I'm going back home. But that wasn't Mary. She stood at the sepulcher. She remained. First love always remains. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter how hopeless it looks. It doesn't matter. First love remains in it. It stays. It sticks. It doesn't go getting distracted and saying, well, I know it and I'm not going to hang in here. Nothing else mattered to her. She loved him. She craved for him. Her passion was alive. It wasn't ending. I know in her heart, praise be to God, the Lord put it in there. There is more to this I know. I must see Jesus. She stayed and she was right. There was more. Let's read. Verse 11 through 15. There's more. Let it captivate you. We'll just read a couple verses here. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She says unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Now praise be to God, I'll tell you what. She was revealed things that others didn't see. But they could have seen it. If they would have just remained there, they could have seen this too. But they left. They had seen enough. They got enough truth. And then they backed off. But this precious sister, she remained in, oh my, what she saw. Her heart was not on the things of this earth. It wasn't going to be distracted. It was on her lover. The bride's heart is always, always with the bridegroom. The ones who went back home, they had knowledge of it, but there wasn't a passion. And when you don't have a passion to see Jesus, you're sleeping. You will sleep. You can know the story, you can know the depth of the truth, but without passion and love and the earnest desire to, again, do you love the appearing of the Lord? That's why you're here today. I really believe that. That's why you're here today. The Lord's drawing you in to love the appearing of the Lord. And here's the appearing of the Lord. And I'm talking about the first appearing of the Lord. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. There are people in this meeting today that will be in that first trumpet rapture. Oh, yes, there will. Because you're hearing that truth. That's what's so glorious. And if you believe that, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Is there anything else that's going to get you any other promise of God except faith? Tell me that. No. Faith achieves and accomplishes all the promises of God. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. You can't merit it. But you can believe it. You can believe it. And as thou hast believed, how beautiful that is. He just laying it up on a platter for you. Will you take me? I'll take him. I want that. I want everything you're going to give me, Jesus. And he said, you know what? I'm giving you it all. And it is stunning. And it stuns you over and over. And you can't believe it. It really is too good to be true. But every bit of the word of God is too good to be true. Noah stepping on an ark and being lifted out. That's too good to be true. Come on, you know that. Going into a lion's den and they're just sitting there purring and all of that. Yeah, they're too good to be true. I go into a furnace with my buddies. Hey, here we go, Reshach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we're in that furnace. And it's fired up seven times. It's hotter than ever. These men, these giants, strong guys open up those doors. They're baked and dead just like that. And then we're walking in there. And that king that's so mad that wants to kill us, he's looking in there. He said, I thought we put three guys in there. I see four. One of them's like the Son of Man. And then they come out of there. Their clothes aren't even burnt. They don't even smell smoke. That's too good to be true. Where does it stop in the Word of God, too good to be true? It doesn't. It can't. That's our Lord. He's amazing. And if we'll just remain at this precious place to remain and be witness to of what he wants. She had the passion. Mary's heart was filled with this knowledge and passion and fire and first love fire. Oh, it receives the fullness of the revelation. The fullness of the revelation. You'll get it all. Just show up. She couldn't bring anything. She just showed up and she didn't leave. It wasn't just to go in and look. I'm sticking. I may not get all this right now, but I'll tell you what. I know whom I believed, and I'm faithful that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And here we are. And even those two angels, they witnessed her love, didn't they? Where is he? I must have him. See, that's what she's saying. He's mine. I want him. I'll take him. That's what she's saying. She's not ashamed. Her devotion is not predicated upon other Christians going with her. No, it's not. It doesn't matter how dire it looks. It doesn't matter if the promise doesn't seem right that it's to my eyes. She said, I'll tell you what, he said he would rise again, and I'm here to meet him. I know he's here because the Word of God said it. He's got to be here. He's got to be here. He's got to be here. He's calling us away. It's the same thing. Now, Jesus, this is it. We're wrapping this up. And I'm just asking the Lord, take us up right as this wraps up. I always ask him, Lord, let this be the last sermon I ever give. I know there's a lot of people saying that too, maybe in a different way. But I'm telling you, honestly, I pray this is the last sermon, Lord. And Lord, let me do it with all that is within me. All that is within me. If this is the last words I ever speak, you knew that man by the grace of God. He loved God's grace. He knew God loved him. He knew, praise God, that he was faithful. Now, this is what's so beautiful. Jesus can't stand it any longer. He can't take it any longer. Oh man, I remember Sister Sandy saying that every once in a while. She'd blow up back there. I can't take it anymore. Hang around here, you'll get it. You'll get it. I pray you do. Or you miss it. But here it is. Let's go back and read verse 13. Jesus can't take it anymore. So they said to her, woman, why weepest thou? Those are those two angels. He saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. He can't take it anymore. He appears to her at first. He doesn't disclose himself to her. Nope. But she says those words. Where have they laid him? I will take him. She melted him right there. And all he could say was, Mary. Mary, I'm here. I'm yours. I'm here and I'm yours. He has. He put that faith in some people here today. And I'm telling you, he's nudging the Father right now. Can I go get her? I know he is. And I'll tell you what, he's just about ready to call your name. You're going to call my name. He just can't stand it. He's standing there. His Father, I got to go get him. I'm here. And I'm yours. Now, you think you can remain? Do you want to see that? I want to see it. And I want to see it more. Just remain. And oh, what things you'll see. Let's pray. Father, we do. We thank you. And you're so good to us. You've given us everything in your Son. Thank you, Lord, that you've drawn us here this morning. Lord, it's by your grace and your love. Thank you how you love us. And Lord, as you said, oh, Father, that they would love one another as thou hast loved me. And Lord, you've given us that. And thank you that we do share that. It's been such a beautiful journey. Lord, you're growing this love and perfecting this love in us. Yes, for you, but for one another. Lord, you've bonded us together in it. And Lord, you've given us this one faith. And Lord, this one spirit and one praise. And Lord, we're in one accord. We're in one expectation. We're in one joy. Oh, hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming again. And Lord, we know that you will perform that good work which you've begun in us. You will. You promised it. And we do believe you. And we commit it all to you. In Jesus' name, amen.